Good morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here, and welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. How one plans and saves for retirement can be contingent on tax policy, and with unknowns that lie ahead of us that might result in changes to tax policy here in the U.S., many are wondering what to do and how to plan accordingly. So to help hopefully put some concerns at ease and provide some guidance on how to proactively plan ahead, I do have with me on the line for today's conversation Ainsley Carbone, a Total Wealth Strategist for the Americas, as well as Justin Waring, Investment Strategist for the Americas, both from the UBS Chief Investment Office. So, Ainsley and Justin, good morning to you both. Welcome back to Top of the Morning and looking forward to our conversation today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, Justin, I know concerns they have been mounting over what the future of U.S. tax policy might look like. Can you begin by speaking to the factors at play that are driving these concerns?
Absolutely. The most immediate concern is over the ballooning U.S. fiscal deficit and federal debt. It's pretty clear that either spending has to be cut in the future or taxes have to go higher or we're going to have to default on our debt in some sort of way. So taxes are one of the easiest solutions to the problem. The good news for Americans is that tax policy has been very accommodative in recent years, especially when compared to overseas tax rates, but also against the tax rates that have existed in the U.S. in the past. So I think the upcoming 2020 election is sort of a focal point for those concerns in particular. But more broadly, investors have to plan their finances based on a very long time period of changing tax policies. And so while we're focusing primarily on the more immediate concerns about tax policy changes coming up, the truth is that investors should be building their portfolios to manage higher tax burdens going out years and decades into the future, about which we know very little, of course.
It sounds like the prospects for higher taxes seems to be very real. So, Ainsley, what are some implications of a higher tax burden to one's financial and savings plan?
Yeah, so I just want to add on to what Justin has said before. There's the urgency around the increased government spending, but then there's also the fact that there's the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, in which there were several tax cuts that had been implemented that are now set to expire in the next 2 years, 2025. So there's also that aspect of it. But when it comes to figuring out, you know, what are the implications of this potentially higher tax burden, in order to determine those specific implications, we have to know what that tax burden is going to look like. And, of course, we have no idea what's going to happen. But let's just say, for instance, we're going to look at some of the potentially higher tax burdens that we talked about in the report. So if there's going to be an increase to income taxes, those of us who are working, we're going to see that in our paychecks. With more of your salary being sent to the IRS, there is, of course, going to be less that you have to take home to either spend, save, or invest. For retirees, this could mean more taxes owed when taking dollars out of our retirement accounts, like an IRA or 401k. What that means for them is that they would have to take out a larger distribution just to get the same amount of dollars after tax. There's also Biden's proposal to tax capital gains and investment income, which we go over in the report, but ultimately it means that there could potentially be a greater tax drag on those investments. So you may need to save and invest more dollars in order to meet those same objectives. And then lastly, we talk about the potentially less accommodative estate tax policies that Biden has proposed. And what this means is that if action isn't taken in advance or if the right planning steps aren't taken, it could potentially hamper wealthy investors' ability to pass on after-tax wealth to their children or those charitable organizations that they care about. So there are many different ways that a higher personal tax burden could take form. And we only really discussed a few in this report. And there's also the fact that, yes, taxes could actually go lower in the future. But in a nutshell, I'd say that generally speaking, a higher tax burden means more of our wealth will have to go to the IRS. So more, there's going to be more that we can spend during our lifetimes and less to pass on to others. And that's really why this greater likelihood of higher tax rates is going to be so concerning for many households. But as we discussed in the report, despite this higher likelihood and despite the uncertainty around future tax rates, there are still strategies that can be incorporated into a plan to manage those tax liabilities.
I do want to point out real quick that the report that Ainslie is making reference to, that is the Modern Retirement Monthly publication, a title of which is 2020 Tax Planning for Retirees, and that publication is now available for you to reference up on UBS Online Services, though if you are a client of UBS, you can simply reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the publication directly. But Ainslie, as you pointed out, there are strategies that our listeners and especially our clients may consider in order to mitigate the impacts of a higher tax burden. Justin, can you spend a few moments walking us through what these strategies are?
Absolutely. So the first and foremost is to diversify the tax treatment of your assets. And that will allow you to enhance your flexibility as taxes change over time. So what does this mean? It means investing in across a mix of taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-exempt accounts. So we think of them as our brokerage accounts, our IRAs, and our Roth IRAs, but we should also think about things like our health savings accounts and 529 college savings accounts. These are vehicles that will allow you to get different tax treatment under different conditions, allowing you the flexibility, especially in retirement, to manage your decumulation strategy, which is to say the strategy in which you draw from your retirement funds to meet your expenses in a way to manage which tax bracket that you're in. So if tax rates go higher in retirement, having tax-exempt assets and assets that are outside of traditional IRAs in a brokerage account will allow you to meet your spending goals without locking in that higher ordinary income tax in retirement, for example. So that's the first step, is to diversify tax treatments. The second step is to defer taxes when it makes sense. So even if you're sure that taxes will go higher in the future, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're better off paying the taxes today to lock in the lower rate. When you defer paying taxes, the effect is that the dollars that you would have given to the tax authorities now continue to grow in your account. As a result, deferring taxes can still leave you with more after-tax wealth than if you pay the lower tax rate today. And so in our report, we walked through an example with the capital gains tax, which former Vice President Joe Biden has proposed almost doubling the tax rate for very wealthy individuals on capital gains. However, our simple illustration shows that in many cases, even if you were subject to that higher tax rate, you may still be better off deferring the capital gains into the future rather than locking in today's rate. And then the last thing that we recommend is accelerating your lifetime gifting. For wealthy families, 2020 might be the last year to benefit from a very, very attractive estate planning term. Right now, a couple can give away about $23 million out of their estate without realizing any estate tax on the federal level. However, several Democratic candidates and high-ranking officials in that party have proposed lowering that exemption to just $7 million per married couple. The effect is that it's possible that your family could be passing on wealth tax-free on the 31st of December this year, but then pay millions in taxes for the same transfer that occurs on the 1st of January of next year. And the reason for that is if Congress does act after the new Congress takes office in January, they could make the change retroactive to the beginning of the year. We've seen that in the past. And as an added incentive to think about this today, bear in mind that sometimes for wealthy individuals, it can take several months to get all of the transfers in place, especially for complex estates. And so it's really important to start that process today, because if you wait until November when it's clear who will be the next president and what the next Congress will look like, it's very possible that the phones will be ringing off the hooks at the estate planning attorney offices.
I just wanted to add in, we definitely can't stress this enough, the fact that estate planning this year should be a top priority for you. I mean, when it comes to tax planning, particularly, let's say, for retirees, a lot of the times what we're recommending is, don't take action in your plan that's betting on taxes going in one particular direction, because, of course, it could go in the other direction. However, this is one of the instances. This is a case here where we're saying this is somewhere where you do need to take action, because even if, let's say, you're taking advantage of this higher gift and estate tax exemption amount, even if you're taking advantage of it now and it goes down lower, there's not a cost that's associated to taking action early. So while we do say diversifying and deferring taxes is beneficial in some instances, here's an instance, the estate planning, this is where we do need investors to take action. So I just wanted to highlight that. I mean, Justin and I, we've done some podcasts, we've written blogs, but I do think it's important that we try to highlight the importance of estate planning this year.
Appreciate the added insights there, Ainsley, and a very important point to reinforce. I know we're coming to the close of our conversation today, but it does sound like the future of U.S. tax policy contingent on the outcome of the upcoming November election. Any final thoughts and or takeaways you can share with us, Justin and Ainsley, on this topic today?
Yeah, I'd say when it comes to tax planning, I mean, tax changes impact every individual and every family differently from the next. And with the fact that there's so much uncertainty around the future of taxes, it's going to make this whole decision-making process that much more difficult. And that's really another area where the Liquidity Longevity Legacy Framework, or UBS Wealth Way, can help bring clarity into this whole decision-making process. Because what the framework does is it's going to align your balance sheet and your financial plan with your family's goals and objectives. So it really just allows you to see what these possible tax changes mean for you. Let's say if income taxes increase significantly, you'll be able to assess what this means for your purchasing power in retirement or the longevity of your retirement plan. If estate tax policy becomes less accommodative, you're going to be able to see what the impact is on the wealth that you had intended to give to your heirs. So by being able to understand how it impacts your overall financial plan and all of your objectives, I believe that gives you the ability to make both well-informed decisions around what needs to be done in your financial plan to ensure you're still on track to meet all of those important objectives that are specific to your own situation, regardless of what taxes are going to look like down the road.
I would just add that we've probably used the phrase wealthy individuals several times, and a lot of Americans don't feel that they are wealthy. It's really important to talk with your financial advisor to understand how these tax consequences may affect your financial plan and your investment strategy. They may kick in at a lower level than you think. And it's really important to go through this process with your advisor, especially in the next couple of weeks and months, so that there's enough time to take action as is needed to help your family meet all of your goals and to pass wealth to the next generation or to give to the causes that you care about.
Justin and Ainsley, great catching up with you both this morning on this very important topic. So thank you again for your time and insight, and we'll look forward to catching up again with you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Time frames may vary. Strategies are subject to individual client goals, objectives, and suitability. This approach is not a promise or guarantee that wealth or any financial results can or will be achieved.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.